Quick heads up, I do full chart readings at IamAstrologyReadings.com if you want to go deeper. All right, let's get to it.
We hit it, evolve, but the damn thing changed.
I am Astrology Reading, right?
Thank you for joining me for episode 59. On January 20th, the Sun will meet up with Pluto at 29 degrees 59 minutes, right before Pluto changes signs from Capricorn, in which it has been in since 2008, to move to Aquarius, where it will be for the next 20 years. These random conversations have now morphed into wider topics into astrology. So for this brief moment, I'm going to bring you back to the astrology ride of the day. I had a random conversation with a guy at the gas station. I inquired about something displayed on the wall. It was the display of Ikigai, which is a Japanese concept that pretty much boils down to the reason for being or a purpose for life. It's about having balance between work and home. In this conversation, the guy makes a statement about homeless people that I wasn't expecting. He said, homeless people are greedy. I asked, why would he say that? This non-religious person who studied many religions hit me with a Bible verse. The one who is unwilling to work shall not eat. He continued with, they want everything handed to them without doing anything for it. Being that I am a trust but verify type of person, I had to go to the Bible verse to read it for myself, to see the context in which this statement was made. 2 Thessalonians chapter 3, 6 through 15. A warning against idleness. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we command you, brothers and sisters, to keep away from every believer who is idle and disruptive and does not live according to the teachings you receive from us. For you yourselves know how you ought to follow our example. We were not idle when we were with you, nor did we eat anyone's food without paying for it. On the contrary, we worked night and day, laboring and toiling, so that we would not burden to any of you. We did this not because we did not have the right to such help, but in order to offer ourselves as a model for you to imitate. For when we were with you, we gave you this rule. The one who is unwilling to work shall not eat. We hear that some of you are idle and disruptive. They are not busy. They are busy bodies. Such people we command and urge in the Lord Jesus Christ to settle down and earn the food they eat. And as you, brothers and sisters, never tire of doing what is good, take special note of anyone who does not obey our instructions in this letter. Do not associate with them in order that they may feel shame. Yet, do not regard them as an enemy, but warn them as you would a fellow believer. As I continue with this podcast, keep that verse in mind because it applies in a bigger grand scheme of this energy. As I said before, the meeting is happening at 29 degrees of Capricorn. What is Capricorn? Capricorn is about labor and discipline, responsibility, pursuing goals, and reputation. Capricorn is about self-discipline and perseverance to climb the ladder. Capricorn is about high standards. The Sabian symbol for the 29th degree of Capricorn says, a secret meeting of men responsible for executive decisions in the world of affairs. The keynote, the power to assume responsibility for crucial choices arrived at after mature discussions with those who share this power. It's about seizing opportunities and forming alliances, creating an inner circle for success. It's about your social responsibility. The opposite of that would be failure to take care of yourself, which is your social responsibility. Remember, theologians? The 29th degree of Capricorn also corresponds with the Four of Pentacles in the tarot deck. The picture of the Four of Pentacles is a well-dressed man, perhaps a merchant or noble, keeps four pentacles close to him, one tightly in his arms, another on his head, balanced above his crown, and two beneath his feet. The city behind him, both the sky above him and the ground below, are gray. The Four of Pentacles is like the story A Christmas Carol with Ebenezer Scrooge. The man who could buy anything he wanted, but was poor because of his attitude. The Four of Pentacles is about material comforts or lack thereof. Is your perception of materials holding you back from action? Do you use lack of material as an excuse for inaction? It's about our ambitions and where those ambitions may lead you. Can you name something more valuable than money? The number of this pinnacle card is the number 4, which is the master builder or the architect. The master builder is one who designs his or her own life, one who chooses free will over fate. It's about building the life you want, brick by brick. The number 4 is about being motivated by values and stability. Life is full of all of a sudden. When all of a sudden arrives for you, what are you going to do? I remind you again of theologian. Pluto and the Sun are conjunct at 29 degrees Capricorn. What is Pluto about? Pluto is about power, depth, intensity, upheaval, breakdown, decay. What lurks beneath the surface? Pluto is about power struggles, personal power, positions of power, your relationship with power. Pluto in Capricorn is learning about judgment, how you make judgments and how you're being judged. In fact, in the tarot deck, the judgment card is Pluto. How do you view the world? Your view of the world is the same space where you make your judgments. How open are you? Beliefs come from conditioning or your programming. Your beliefs can be traced back to your family, social groupings, your tribe, and the society you grew up in. If you backed away from these groups, would you still value the same things? Pluto in Capricorn is about accepting responsibility for one's actions, thoughts, and desires, because that is the main reason for your current situation. Whatever that is, good or bad, it's because of you. Can you transform your fate into destiny? What does the Sun represent? It represents vital creative energy. It's our will to exist. It's your identity. It's the self or the ego, directed and focused awareness. It's the hero in the hero's journey. These two powerful planets coming together at the aneuritic degree, or the critical degree, is a big deal. Has failure zapped you of your life force? Have you accepted your circumstances? Are you comfortable with financial instability? Pluto and the Sun together are your capacity to focus, your will, and creative forces. It's about your fiery self-expression. It's about light and shadow. It's about an open and upfront examination of oneself. The shadow of this energy can show up as ruthlessness or excessiveness when it comes to your drive and willpower. Are you a workaholic? Pluto also points to a need for healing and transforming your late relationship with the father or father figure, or could we say masculine energy? Do you have daddy issues? When the Sun and Pluto meet at 29 degrees Capricorn, at the same time the Moon will be at 29 degrees, but in another sign, Taurus. The Moon in Taurus is exalted. That means the Moon loves to be in Taurus. The Moon being in Taurus at 29 degrees, at the same time the Sun and Pluto are at 29, creates a trine. Both will be in Earth signs, creating this aspect. A trine is when you have two bodies 120 degrees apart from each other. A trine is of Jupiter energy, which is growth, expansion, the guru, and the teacher. This is a time for profound emotional and physical healing. A time to truly transform oneself, starting at the heart and moving outwardly. It's an inside-out game. It's about feelings of empowerment and your potential. Are you stepping up, or are you failing to live up to your potential? Are you living up to the standards you put forth? Everyone was born into the exact situation we need as a soul to learn, but most get trapped into what society says we need to value. As Pluto and the Sun meet, dare to transform your life to reflect what you love and value, and not what someone has conditioned you to strive for. Are you on your true path? Are you working, or are you playing now? If you love what you do, you will always eat, because that which seems like work to others will be you at play. Thank you for joining me for episode 59. Please like, comment, and share the episode with three friends who you think need to hear this message. Sign up on the website to receive the latest news and blogs. Also, for those in need of a personal reading, go to the booking section on the website. I would love to have a conversation with you about your chart. Thank you. And you know how I end this. Know thyself, balance your energy.
I started off with questions, and then it's number two. Things on my mind, why this, why that, what should we do? The questions led to searching, these diving in the seeking. Bro, Foster gets them leaking, these niggas get to tweaking. You don't be get to preaching, you don't be telling me that my fate is in the stars, you read my energy. You got the recipe to get the ecstasy. I'm shifting gears on the things that you won't believe. Now people don't deceive, these stars on Christmas Eve. It's from the start, that's why you trap, you stuck, you cannot leave. You best be on your knees, confess your sins. Don't have no question, have the face, you trust, you told the truth. You think you can't be slanted, you think it's just be blinded. It's warfare, the bonds explode, collateral damage. I manage to maintain, to explain. We hit it, evolve, but ain't a damn thing change.
I'm astrology reading, man. I have a question.
Two, one, two.
Whatever should we do?
What?
You diving in the seeking.
Splash.
These niggas get to tweaking.
Tweaking.
You don't be telling me.
Who are you, man?
You read my energy?
If you like these daily horoscopes and want one personalized for you, same style, 3 minutes, about your chart, you can book a first impression reading at IamAstrologyReadings.com for $25 and I'll record it, drop it right here on the feed. Tips is also welcome, even a dollar helps. Full deep dive readings also available. Cash App, Venmo, PayPal, all at I Am Astrology Readings. My brother's gotta eat too. I appreciate you in advance.